Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Chav Vav. We're holding the top line on Chav Vav Amir Aleph for Bishmol. Omer Einoi Chayev Ella Al Ha'osid Lovai. You'll recall we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, if you want to go back for a moment, to Chav Hei Omer Aleph. We were talking about the breadth and depth of the carbon Oilev Yorid as it relates to a Shvuas Bitoi. Now the Pasuk says very clearly, Oy Nefesh Ki Si Shava Levati Visvasayim Lahara Oilehetiv. And in those magic words, lahara elahetiv, you have two ingredients as to the basics of the shvuas bitoy. Number one, that it has to be haro'o v'hatova. Number two, that it has to be lehabo. But we know that that's really not the case. It doesn't have to be haro'o v'hatova. We said yesterday you could have a person throwing a stone into the water, which is neither hara nor hetiv, and nevertheless you could be over on a shvuah that Zarakti, loy zarakti, ezraik, loy ezraik, etc. And number two, lahar lahitif means un haba. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah, shvu shtayim shein arba? What's the shein arba? The shtayim is the two lihaba, which means, for instance, like the Gemara always says, oichal v'loy oichal. Oichal is a form of lahitif. Loy oichal is a form of lihara. And then shein arba, what's the other two? The other two is lishe'ovar, ochalti v'loy ochalti. So the question is, in the pasuk it sounds like only lo'osid, l'hara u'lehetiv, and number two, that it has to be taka haro v'atava. However, we learned already yesterday that it says at the end of the pasuk, l'choyla she'yevati od mishvua, and that l'choyla she'yevati comes to add. Now the question is, how much does it come to add? So everybody agrees in our Mishnah that it comes to add even those types of the Nedarim which have nothing to do with Haro'a v'hatova, such as we said before, that Ezroik Eloi Ezroik Tzror Liyam. Nothing to do with Haro'a v'hatova, it's neither good nor bad that I throw in the rock or I don't throw into the rock into the water. However, what about legabe l'sheovar? If I make a shvuah shezarakti tzror liyam, or sheloi zarakti, is that also included? That was a machlokes between Reb Yishmael and Reb Akiva. So going back to the Mishnah just for a moment, on Chof Hei Omer Aleph, it says Reb Yishmael Omer, about six lines before the end, Einoi Chayiv Elal Osed Lovai. You're only mechuyev on the futuristic, shenem lahara lihara, Oilehetiv, for the future. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yishmael, we only have Shvushtayim, we don't have the Shvushtayim Shein Arba. Who is the Shein Arba? That's Rabbi Kiva. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Imkein Emli Eladvorm Shiyesh Ben Aro Batova. If you're saying, well, the Pasuk says, Lihara, Lihetiv, which means for the future, then if that's the case, then you should agree with me that Lahar Lehetiv also restrains and constrains the dinim of the shvuas bitui only where it involves haro v'atova. Vashteta chempatik lahar lahetiv. What about dvarim she'im ben haro v'atova minayin? Omaloi, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Rabbi Akosif. That's why you have the chole she'yivati odem shvua. Omaloi says now, Rabbi Kiva, once you concede that there is this Ribi HaKosav of the Chayla Sheyivati Adam Mishvua, why are you cutting and pasting and slicing and splicing? Then you should agree with me that we open up the floodgates and we include everything. Not only She'en Ben Arov Atova, but also Lishe'ova. Amaloy Im Riba Kosav Lekach. Riba Kosav Lekach. So the Chayla Rabbi Kiva is right. How does Rabbi Shmuel go and split it down the middle and say that based on the Chol Ashivati or the Mishvua, I add things which do not involve Harov Vatova, but I exclude Lishe Ovar? And that's going to be the discussion in our Gemara now. And you'll see that the basis of the Machloikis is whether we're going to learn with a Ribui Miyot V'Ribui or a Klal Uprat Uklal. So let's start the Gemara, Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, second line from the top. Lahara Oy Lehetiv. Says Gemara, Ein Li Ela Dvarim Sheyesh Ben Arov Atova. On the surface, only those Shvuas which involve something which is either good or bad. Again, the classic examples of our Gemara is, Haro would be Shaloi Oichal, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to have koyach to be able to learn and to be able to work and to be able to come to shul and to be able to daven, etc., etc. That's Haro. V'hatovi is that I'm going to eat, I will have koyach. So that says Befeirish in the Torah, Har Lehetiv. She'ein ben Haro v'hatovi minayin, how do I know I include those things which are neither hara vatova, they're neutral. Talmud Loimer says, our Gemara, oy nefesh ki si shova levati bisvasai. On the surface, that's l'choyra abyssal is shver, because that's the beginning of the pasuk. Oy nefesh ki si shova levati bisvasai, l'hara lehetiv. How does that add anything in terms of ein ben hara vatova? So in fact, the Vilna Goyin in Aleph changes the girsa and takes out oy nefesh ki sishav levat v'sasayim, but instead puts in asher yevate, meaning from the lechoil asher yevate or the meshvua. What do I need to repeat the asher yevate? If I was listening clearly to the beginning of the pasuk, it already says oy nefesh ki sishav levate b'sasayim. Why does the pasuk then add lechoil asher yevate or the meshvua? I'm talking about shvua. I'm talking about yevate. What is this repetitive lashon? Ah, the asher yevate comes to include not only harav v'tava, but even things which are not harav v'tava. Ainli ele lehaba l'sheover minayin. How do I know that we not only include lehaba, because it says lehara, lehetiv, future? How do I know to include also l'sheover? Tamaloyma lechoyel asher yevate odem mishvo. The Rebbe Kiva. So I have asher yevate, and then I have lechoyel asher yevate, and therefore I basically include everything. Number one, things which are not harov v'hatova, and number two, things which are not lihabo, even lishaob. That's Rebbe Kiva, and that's how we hold shvush time shein arba. However, bishmol oimer lechora lehetiv lihabo. I agree that we have lechora lehetiv, but that says very clearly lihabo. I don't need harov v'hatova, but I do need lihabo that has to be future and not lishaob. In other words, if you are a literalist, Rabbi Shimon, you say, no, I'm taking it very literally. It says in the Torah, lehora lehetiv, that means lehabot. So then if that's the case, expand that and say, but it's got to be dafka dovar that involves haro'o v'hatova. I mean, how do you splice it? Minayin. So omaloi, you know how I know Dvorim she'ein ben harov v'tova, miribi akosif. The same riyav akosif of the asher yevati or the mishvua that we just had a moment ago. Omaloi. So again, Rebbe Kiva repeats. Im riba akosif lekach, riba akosif lekach. And that's basically what we said in our Mishnah. It's almost word for word, at least, if not word for word, but at least in concept, it's word for word, like our Mishnah. So Yimora says, Shapik omli Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Shmuel. The Choy Rebbe Kiva is right. Rebbe Kiva says, once you're agreeing that there's a riboy, and you're being marbe not only lahara lahaita, but even dvarim she'ein bohen harua v'atava, then why are you being so strict in saying that it has to be la'asid? Why don't you go and say l'choyle she'ivati, or that includes not only harua v'atava, things which are not harua v'atava, but even things which are l'she'ova. And now the Gemara tells us, oh, Rabbi Yochanan, I'll explain to you. Rabbi Yishmol sheshimish es Reb Nechunya ben Hakona. Rabbi Yishmol, who was a Talmud and was meshamish es Reb Nechunya ben Hakona. Shei yedoyrish es kol atur kula bechlal ufrat. Reb Nechunya ben Hakona was a klal uprat uklal doresh. Iunami doresh uchal uprat. So therefore, he follows in his footsteps and he says also klal uprat uklal. We'll see in a moment what nafkemina there is. Rabbi Kiva sheshimish es Nochem ish Gamzu, even though we normally talk about Rabbi Kiva being a Talmud of Rabbi Leiz and Rabbi Yeshua, but we see from our Gemara he was also a Talmud of Nochamish Gamzu. Gamzu Toiva. Shuri Deutsch is called a Tere Kula Bariba Umiet Variboy. Iunami Deutsch Riba Umiet. Okay, so Frank Timur, okay, so what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? So Timur, my Rabbi Kiva, the Deutsch Ribuy Imiuti, the fine with another price. And we start the pasuk over again. Oy nefesh ki sishova levat v'sfasayim. Now, when you look at the pasuk oy nefesh ki sishova, before you continue on, choy ki sishova any time b'shvua, we open up the floodgates. You have a full-fledged riboy ki sishova any time b'shvua levat v'sfasayim. And then the pasuk says, no. Lahora oyle hetiv. Ooh, that's a miyit. We're being mired and saying, no, not that broad. Anything and everything has to be lahora oyle hetiv. And then we say l'chol ha'shivate odem b'shvua. That's choza v'riba. Now I have a new riba because l'chol ha'shivate any type of shvua is between. So I have a riba umiyat v'riba. So I'm riba ha'koil. My riba kol mili. U'my miyat miyat dvar mitzvah. So now we're much more familiar with the klal u'pratu klal because that's what we have in the Rabbi Shmuel. And how does a klal u'pratu klal work? The Maitse, as we'll see in a moment with Thakar Rabbi Shmuel, the next line, he has obviously the same pasuk, and instead of learning Riba Miad Verriba, he learns a Klal Uprat Uklal. Now, what's the difference between the two? So, starting with the Klal Uprat Uklal, what happens if you only have a Klal? Well, Klal L'choy means everything, Klal. Then you have a Klal Uprat. So, the way those that learn Klal Uprat Uklal learn is Klal Uprat, Ein B'chlal Elamashe B'frat. That's it, boys. Even though we started off with this very large class, since the class has immediately had this prat right after it, as Rashi said back on Dav Dalid, prat is not just to go and say only prat, but it's coming to be mafarish the breadth and depth and length of the klal, and it's saying don't think the klal is 100 miles long and 50 feet deep. No. Klal uprat ein b'chal amashe b'frat. Just that small little prat. So therefore, in our case, what would that mean? That would mean kisi shava is big klal. Then lahara lehitav, only lahara lehitav, nothing more, nothing less. So therefore, it'd have to be lahaba, and it would also have to be davka rovato. Then I have a klal uprat uklal. What does that klal come to tell you? I'm going to expand a little bit. If it would just be a klal uprat, ein b'chal mashe b'frat, that's it, nothing else. Comes the next klal and says, anything which is ke'en ha'prat, something which is similar to the prat. So try to figure out something which is similar to the prat. So I have two possibilities. Number one, not only lahara elahetiv, but anything which is similar. So therefore, anything which is li'asid, because just like lahara elahetiv is for the future, anything else which is for the future, and that Rabbi Shmuel agrees with, the Ataka, that's what the klal uprat uklal accomplishes, that I throw in other asids. On the other hand, there's another thing that I could include with the klal uprat uklal, that just like lahar lahetiv is harov atava, lav davkin has to be la'asid, perhaps even lisha'avar. And that's where Rabbi Shmuel draws the line and says, no. It's got to be ke'ena prat. What am I marba? I marba only things which are li'asid, even if they're not harov atava, but I do not include lisha'avar. Why does he go and splice it that way? Why don't we do it the other way around? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha in a moment. But that's how Rabbi Yishmael learned. However, Rabbi Kiva, since he learns ribuy miyad ribuy, how does a ribuy miyad for ribuy work? Ribuy, again, is you open up the floodgates, you include everything. When you get to the miyad is not a pirush, an explanation on the ribuy, but rather the miyad comes to tell you, don't think that this ribuy is everything and anything. No, there will be some constraints, there will be some limitations. That's the miyut. And Rashi always says about, once you hit the ribuy umiyut, you've now concluded the full circle of the klal uprat uklal. Meaning, by the klal uprat uklal, you have to come to the second klal to say something which is ke'en haprat. When you have a ribuy umiyut, right after that miyut, I already have the ke'en haprat. Or ke'en the miyut. Now when I add the second klal, then I'm saying, sorry, fellows, everything is included. Everything. You're wondering, what about the miyut? The miyut is just mamayit dover echod bilvad. Only a small little miyut, but otherwise, everything is included. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara now, Nochamul, Rebbe Kiva Zedoyrish, Kloli, the Ribuya miyut, Tidasanya, first white line, Oynev Jisava, Riba, Lahore Lahate, miyut, Lahore Shabati Odom, Chosva Riba, Riba miyut, Riba, Hakoil, everything, my Riba Komili. What means everything in this context? Not only Haro'ov HaTova, but even things which are not Haro'ov HaTova. And not only Lehora, Lehative, Li'asid, but even Lisha'ovar. Everything is included. So what do I mean, Mamayit, if I'm including everything? My Miyat, Miyat Dvar Mitzvah, that if you're going to go and make a Shvuah against a Beetle Mitzvah, to Mavatel Mitzvah Chasi Sholem, that Shvuah is not chal, it's not effective. Why? Because it's iafsher. It's impossible to go and violate the Dvar Mitzvah. So if I make a Shvuah that I'm not going to put on Tefillin today, since I'm being a Mavatel Dvar Mitzvah, that's what the Miyat says. No, that does not work. That does not constitute a Shvuah as Bitoy, and therefore if you, whether you are Makayim or you're Mavatel, that Shvuah not to put on Tefillin, Loimalev Loimoyred, Legabi Hilchois, bringing a korban oylaviyarit. Of course, you're going to get petch for the fact that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, but it had nothing to do with the shvuah. The shvuah is irrelevant because since I have that miut, it's miut bar mitzvah. This is not an effective shvuah. So that is Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Shmuel again learns the klal u'prato klal. Rabbi Shmuel dor klal u'prato klal.
Why would we even say need a pasuk? The guy can go ahead.
Mushbavomei.
I mean, what do we need a party to go and say?
To go and say
that a shvuah mitzvah is a mitzvah. I might have thought that we should go and give him two punishments. Punishment number one, because he didn't put on his tefillin, and number two, because he made such a brazen shvuah to mevatel the Torah. There's no shvuah here at all. It's if he was said zero, he said gunish.
Side point, is that just a rhetorical thing to give malchus for not putting on tefillin? I thought it's a mitzvah saseh.
I didn't mean to say dafk. You're right. It was a rhetorical flourish. I don't mean to give malchus. You're correct. Only an aloi says to give malchus. I expected the rebuke shortly. So shkoyach for.
I won't give you malchus.
Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Shkoyach. And we continue on. Rabbi Shmuel Dorish Klal Ubrat. And therefore we start again. I never used to show Valabat with Sasaim Klal. Everything. Lahara Lahate Brat. Lahali Shivata Odom Chosve Kala Klal Ubrat Klal. He had to done Ella Keena Prat. That's always a Klal Ubrat Klal. That'd be Keena Prat. Ma Prat Mefurish Lehaba. What means Lehaba? That's what it says in the Pasik. Lahara Lahate. That's Lehaba. Av Kol Lehaba. So therefore I'm going to include with the Ke'ena Prat any other type of Shvuah, which is Lahaba, even if it doesn't involve Harav Atova, such as Ani Ezroik Tzror Liyam, that's normally considered to be neither Milchiks nor Fleishiks, neither bad nor good. Okay, you want to throw a Tzror Liyam? Well, the Harav is that you're wasting your time and you're not learning Torah doing a mitzvah. Or at least not making money to support yourself or your family, or whatever. In that respect, yeah, it's takash tikal haro. But essentially, throwing a tzor in the yam, the Mishnah said yesterday, is ein bo mamish. It's irrelevant, it's gunish. Nevertheless, if you make such a shvua, ani ezrik tzor in the yam, ani loy ezrik, this is an effective shvua zbitui, and if you violate your shvua, then you have to bring your carbon. That second klal came to add more, because just klal uprat in b'chal amashim b'frat. So what did the second klal do? Which is lahaba. Now hani prata, that prat which is in the middle, what did that accomplish? If it was she'over, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's where I draw the red line. That is not included in my being marbe. Anything which is ke'en haprat, I'm being marbe all the lehabaz, even if there's no harav atava. But I am not including, because of the prat, I'm not including even a thing which is harav atava if it was lishe ovar. For instance, achalti v'loi achalti. Okay. I understand where Rabbi Shmuel is coming from, but now my question is, why don't I switch it around? I'm using the klal to go and include kol lehaba, and I'm using the prat to go and exclude kol lishoava. So now the question is, why am I doing that? Why don't I go and say the other way around? And say that based on the klal, I'm going to go and be marba ul lishoavars, and based on the prat, I'm going to exclude dvarim she'ein ben aroava tova. I have one thing that I am being marba, one thing I'm being mamayit. Where do you choose? Where do you draw the line? Why am I being marba ul the lahabaz and excluding ul lishoavars, even though the lahabaz is not involving aroava tova? Any lahaba, Ezrik, I'm going to go and throw the tzraliyam. So why do I say that? Machpunk faket. Let's go and include all the shavars, but it's got to be dafka, something which involves harov atava. Amrav Yitzchak dumi de lahora olahetiv. Since it's got to be ke'en haprat, so I'm going to go and give you something which is similar to lahora olahetiv in that mishisurei mishum bal yachel dvarei. If the person said about something futuristic, I will eat today, and he did not eat, I will not eat today, and he did eat, so then he's being mechalel his dibur. Every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you should treat with holiness. And don't just go and talk shtusim, and certainly don't say words that afterwards you will regret because you go and violate your words. You say something, think about it for a moment, say it, and it should have a degree of holiness and sanctity to it. not just dvarim betalim umuvutalim. Lo sharirim v'lo kayom in klal uklal. So therefore, if a person said, I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat, and he violates it, he's over on being mechal dvarim. Yotzezu she'in isurim shem bal yachal dvarim. If you're talking about something which happened in the past, so at the moment that you're saying it, it's not possible for you to be mechalit. If you're saying, for instance, person did not eat anything, and he swears, ochalti, or the other way around, the person ate kisud shloim b'shata, he ate a smorgasbord, and an eight-course dinner after that, and then he makes a shvur, shulo yochalti, so there's no bal yachal dvar that he's going to be mechal dvar. His dibur, as soon as he said it, it was a blatant, brazen lie. And therefore, what is the Isser is being over? Elamishum baltish akru. So therefore says Rabbi Yitzchak in explaining Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, since as a result of klal uprat klal, I'm being adding an aprat, and I'm also excluding something because of the prat. So what will I include? Something where the ultimate Isser, if the person were to do it, bemeis it. We're talking about, of course, of the Nelam situation. But were the person to do it, bemeis it, what would be the din? He would go and get Malkus for saying, not Malkus, yes, he would get Malkus for a full Shvuah, if he did it b'mezid. So, how can you be over this Shvuah b'mezid, if you're talking about a Bal Yachel, not to go mimachal, something in the future, so that's Lahara Elahetiv, you said you're going to eat, or you said you're not going to eat, make sure you keep your word and don't violate it, because if you violate it, you'll be over Bal Yachel. And the same thing would apply to if I'm going to be Zorik Evan Liyam or not Zorik Evan Liyam. If I violate my words by not doing it or by doing it, depending on what you're saying, maybe I'm Bal Yachel. Mashenkin, if you're saying now, Achalti, V'lo Yachalti, there's no way of being Mechalel in the future your words. This is all historic and already took place in the past. And if you're saying a lie, then you're not over on Bal Yachel, but over on the Bal Teshakra. Very good.
How that was where was the cloud that what brought in Lahara Lahativ?
Well, if you mean only Lahara Lahativ, that's the words in the Torah. If you mean that we're going to include even something which is a not Haru'a V'Hatova, such as Zorikim, that I learned from the Chali Sheivate, that I learned from the Klal Sheni, which tells us not only good or bad future stuff, but even neutral future stuff is also included from the second Klal. Rav Yitzchak bar Avin Omar. Omar, I have another teretz to why the Rabbi Shmuel included the Osids, even though there's no Arav Atava, as opposed to the Ovars, where even if it was Arav Atava, he excluded. What's the other reason? Rav Yitzchak bar Avin Omar. Omar Kroa says in the Pasuk, I never should shava levat b'sasai. Misha shvua koidemes lebitoi, v'loi shabitoi koidemes leshvua. The word bitoi over here is not used with precision because Bitui itself is a lashon of shvua. We said before, mifta shvua. So when he says shvua kedemes lebitui, shvua and bitui are both shvua. What he means is, when he uses the term bitui, means what was the subject of his utterance. The shvua, he uttered a shvua. Now what was the subject of that shvua? The facts. Okay, very good. And that's the bitui. The Gemara calls it in one line from now, the maisa. And so therefore, since the pasuk starts off kisi shava, he now, I'm opening up my mouth and I'm making a vow. I am now going to make a shvua. What is the subject of that shvua? Is the shvua going to be that I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat? Is it going to be throw a stone, not throw a stone? I'm going to learn, I'm not going to learn. I'm going to do. I'm going to dance, I'm not going to dance. What is the shvua? So the shvua is, I open my mouth to say something. And then the bitur svasayim is the actual, factual utterance itself. Which means, I'm going to eat, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to learn. Now I knew you were going to say, that's Makai Mesamitza, I'm sorry, also rhetorical flourish. But you understand what we mean, something, an action. So the Shvua precedes the action. When you're talking about something which happened in Sha'avar, it's the other way around. The Bitui, the action, took place prior to the Shvua, like the Gemara says. Yotze Zeh Achalti, Yotze Zeh Ochalti v'lo yochalti, a person who makes a shvua that I ate or I didn't eat, there are maises koidem lishvua. The maisa took place already. In other words, the maisa that he's referring to, the subject of his shvua, if he says ochalti v'lo yochalti, that's historical. I already ate or I didn't already eat. So that's already prior to the time of shvua that we are standing now when he's making a shvua. So therefore, that's another raya to Rabbi Shmuel why through the second klal am I marbe otherly osids, even if they know harov atava, and I exclude lisha avars, even if they involve harov atava, because that would be a maisa karim lishvua and not poshua. Okay, so with this we have now concluded the discussion between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and now we go on to other halachis and hilchos shvuas between. Tana Rabban says in the pasuk odom b'shvua. What does it say odom b'shvua? Number three, like tignoiva leisachachishu. No, that's not it. So what does it say under b'shvua? Number three, odom b'shvua, like tignoiva. That's not it. That's ishma misai. So let's go back to number one. So this is a toy, so at first it should say one. I never that she shav levat v'sasayim lahar lahaita v'chol eshe yivate ha'odom b'shvua. So the Gemara, of course, normally you would read it, L'chol eshevati ha'odam, a person is going to mvate, he's going to express himself, bishvua, in the form of bishvua, v'nelubi menu, etc. The Gemara learns ha'odam bishvua, these two words together, prat li onus. And how is the Gemara learning ha'odam bishvua? That when you made the shvua, you had to have all the faculties of a normal human being. You had to be a full-fledged Odom without any deficiencies. Masha'inkin, if you're an onus, onus means that you didn't know what you were saying, then you are going to be exempt from the Shavuos Bitoy. You're wondering, give me a case? Gemara is going to give us a case in another two lines. Stay tuned for the further amplification in the Gemara. So that's what we learn in Odom Bishvua, Prat Onus. And then we continue on. V'nelam imenu, from V'nelam, Prat Lemezid. If the person was amazed, then Shvuas Bitoy and the din of Korban Oilev Yerid doesn't apply, as opposed to, for instance, Shvuas Aedis, which we learned already yesterday. There's no din of Vinelam. Sai Mezid, Sai Bishoigig, you have the Shvuas Aedis. And if you violate it, again, you'd have to bring your Korban Oilev Yerid, but not by Shvuas Bitoy. It's got to be Dafka Vinelam. Good. Then it's a Vinelam Mimenu. Mishnah Shalman Mimenu Shvuah. It's got to be that the shvua is nela mimenu. Really what the Gemara should do is put the words together, b'shvua v'nela mimenu. That the haloma, haloma means the forgetfulness, was regarding the shvua. Yochel shenesal mimenu chafetz. What happens, he remembered the shvua, but he forgot the subject matter of the shvua, the chafetz. We're going to explain that in a moment. What does that mean? Tam aloyim b'shvua v'nela. Like we said, again, the Gemara is going to explain each one of these in greater detail. So, give me, what do you mean, prat lo'anis? Echidam, kirav kahana v'ravasi. Kirav kaimim makami derav. Rav was the Rebbe, and Rav Kahana and Ravasi were the Talmidim, among, of course, many other Talmidim. After the shir was over, Rav gave a beautiful, beautiful shir with a lot of chidushim, a lot of halacha. After it was all over, now we ask the two, can you repeat the shir of Rav? Mar omar shvu asa dohachi omar Rav. I make a shvu, this is exactly what Rav said. Mar omar shvu asa dohachi omar Rav. And of course, one of them was right and one of them was wrong. We're not talking about that they both repeated the shir the same way. Each one came up with a different approach or a different understanding of what Rav said. One said that Rav darshan t'lebushal riba min v'riba, and the other one said no, Rav darshan klal uprat klal. Or Rav held that there was mutter, and the other one said no, the Rebbe holds that that it's awesome. So we have a problem over here. Each one of them made a shavua. So Omer Rav afterwards, t'achi Omer Rav, period. Ki also l'kami the Rav, since they had this very, very tense machloikis between Rav Kahana and Ravasi, what did the Rebbe say? The good news was the Rebbe was still around, Rav was still there. So they asked him, Nu Rav Vozhoktir, am I Rav Kahana right or am I Rav Asi right? Omar, so Rav said, Kechad minai. Obviously he said, one is right and one is wrong. So Amli Irich, the other one said, Oy, vai, vai, vani b'shikrish taboy, that means I made a shvua l'sheker. Is that really true? Is it true? Have I been over a lav? No. When you made the shvua, you were convinced 1,000% that you were right. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made a shvua. You would have said, no. Rav didn't say like you said, Rav Kahana. Rav said X, Y, Z. And then you fortified it and you made it, you empowered it by saying that mit ha-shvua. Obviously, libcha anoscha. If you weren't 100% sure, you never would have made such a shvua. It's elamai that you were 100% sure, but unfortunately, you were wrong. So that's what we mean, ha'odim b'shvua prat la'onus, this individual is considered to be an oynis, and therefore there's no shvua at all, zero. You have nothing to worry about.
Why is he making a shvua from the onset?
Well, nobody suggested he should.
Kasha v'masa.
Exactly. The kasha v'masa. The other one was so convinced, Rav said that it's mutter. The other one was so convinced, Rav said that it's aser, to go and show the depth of their conviction. Each one made a shvua. That's what Rav said. And Rav said, he only said like one and not like the other. So that's called an onus. Or the Meshua brought onus, and therefore it's not a valid shvua. You don't have to worry about bringing your carbon oil of yard. And then we continued on. V'nela mimenu, shenisal mimenu shvua. That he forgot about the shvua. Yoch shenisal mimenu chayfetz. I would think the same thing applies. He forgot about the chayfetz, meaning the subject matter of the shvua. Tamaloyim b'shvua v'nela mimenu. In other words, he remembered he made a shvua, but he had forgotten about the chayfetz, or forget. He remembered the chayfetz, but he did not remember the shvua. So therefore, our Gemara is saying that the helam has to be vis-a-vis the shvua, not vis-a-vis the chayfetz. He forgot that he made a shvua.
Can you expand that last thing?
Guess what? The Gemara is going to expand, as I promised you already. I almost made a shvua when I promised it, but I didn't, because then Arya would ask, why are you making a shvua? Yeah, exactly. You have to be very careful. The people in Eretz Yisrael were mocking. The word machaku may even be related etymologically to the word mock. They were kind of snickering. I can understand a helam shvua without a helam chayfetz. In other words, I forgot the shvua. I didn't forget the chayfetz. Give me an example. Like Barry wants to know. No, zugshay. He going the omer shvua shloi oichel pas chitim. A person made a shvua in the morning. I'm not going to eat any wheat bread today. Forget about it. You could stand on your head. I'm not eating wheat bread. Ukasover, and he thought shoichel ka'amar. He thought that he made a much broader shvua that he's not going to eat anything. And therefore, he shouldn't eat everything. But guess what? But he did eat something after all. Dishvuasa inshi. He forgot the loshen of his shvua. He thought that the shvua was kasava sh'oichal, but it turned out that shaloi oichal paschitim. Ah, so sh'oichal ka'amar, dishvuasa inshi. He forgot that he made a shvua, b'chef tzedochir, but he remembered the chayfetz. In other words, when it came to going and eating, he had forgotten that he made a shvua. But he remembered that he made a shvua legar de paschitin. Zok Yimora, so I can understand how you can forget the shvua, but not forget the chayfet. El chayfet beloy shvua hechidami. How could it be that you forgot about the chayfet, you didn't forget about the shvua? Oh, keep going to omer shvua shle oichel paschitin. Ukesov shel se'oirin ko'omar. Ah, he made a shvua, I'm not going to eat wheat bread. And he thought that he made a shvua not to eat barley bread. The shvuasa idochile. He remembered. I remember I made a shvua. You think I'm nuts? I remember this morning I made a solemn vow and I swore. However, what happened was the shvuasa idochile. But chevta inchi. He forgot the chevet. What did he forget? He thought it was paschit. It really was pasoid. Kim the chevta inchi lay instead of lahu. Kim the chevta inchi lay. Since he forgot about the chevet. Hainu helam shvua. So the freiting mori yet. I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying I want to distinguish between a case of that he forgot the shvua, or a case that he forgot the chayfetz. So the Gemara now, at this point, until now, the Gemara is distinguished. First case, he forgot that there was a shvua, but he remembered the chayfetz. Second case, he remembered that there was a shvua, but he messed up the chayfetz with the paschit and pasoyim. But for the Gemara, what difference does it make? Even the chavtze in Chile, if he forgot, in Chile means to forget, if he forgot the chayfetz, hainu helam shvua. Lemaisa, it all comes, bottom line, it comes all down to the same thing. Regardless of whether he forgot it was paschitim, whether he forgot pasoirim, whether he forgot he made a shvur b'chal, didn't make a shvur b'chal. If he doesn't remember at the time of vanilla what the full context of the shvur was from A to Z, so he didn't remember the shvur. It's true, he remembered that he made a shvur, but he doesn't remember what the subject matter of the shvur was, whether it was paschit and pasoirim. So mamela, that means it was a helam shvur. So don't just focus on it's a chayfetz and I'm not a shvur. Chayfetz not a shvur either. And therefore, elam rabluza do v'do achasi. It really makes no difference whether he forgot that he made a shvur, or the extent and the breadth of the shvur, or whether he made on this chayfetz, that chayfetz. It doesn't matter. It all boils down to that it's a helam shvur. And therefore, Rashi says, in a very strict lashon, that says Reb Lozer, this part of the braisa you should delete because it's a mistake. Where is that Rashi? Dovado achasi, about 8 lines before the end. That we just learned in the Braisa, you can push the delete button, it's a mistake. There's no such drasha differentiating between Shvua and Chayvitz, Chayvitz and Shvua, it's all one and the same. However, the Gemara is going to try to rehabilitate the Braisa. Maskalar of Yosef, Alma Chayvitz B'lei Shvua, Lo Yimishkach Esla. You're telling me definitively, Rabbi Lazar, there's no such thing as forgetting the chavitz without forgetting the shvua. Well, mishkachas, I'll give you an example. Keep going to Omer shvua shloi oichel pas chitin. Person made a shvua, I'm not going to go and eat wheat bread. Vohishit yod lesal litel pasa oirim. And there was a large basket, and in that basket they had a number of different breads. And he remembered pas chitin, and now he put his hand in to take out pas oirim, not to violate his shvua. And guess what happened? The old sebiyod shel chitim. And he mistakenly, when he put his hand in, he took out a pas chitim. And kesovas oirim he. And he looks at it and he smells it and says, oh, you see, I'm not going to violate my shvua. My shvua was chitim and I'm going to take out soirim. And I have soirim, Baruch Hashem. But it's not true. What he really had in his hand was chitim. V'achol and he ate it. The shvua soi dochile. He says from A to Z, from beginning to end, Rabbi Yisai, I made a shvua not to eat chitim. I'm not going to eat chitim. And guess what? He remembered his shvua, word for word. I'm not going to eat chitim, I'm not going to eat chitim. However, however, he goofed vis-a-vis the chayfet, because he thought he's eating soirim, and that means he's really eating chitim. Ah, so that's the case. Omale Abaya, klum chayavis le korban, el amai de tofis biyode, helim shvuhu. So Abaya is really repeating what Rabbi Loza said before. Bottom line is, you're telling me now, okay, the person forgot about the chayfetz, not about the shvua, and therefore, do you or do not be mechayev a korban oylev yoyed? He said, bottom line is, why are you even considering giving him the punishment that he has to bring a korban oylev yoyed? So, not a punishment, a kapara. Why are you saying that? Because he took in his hands the chitim, thinking that it was sa'oyrim, and therefore he thought that he was not violating Yeshua. Abba Maisa, he was violating Yeshua, because Yeshua was, I'm not going to eat chitim, and he ate the chitim. So you can go and call it Helem Chayfet, but Lamais, it's still a Helem Shua, because he is convinced that he didn't violate Yeshua, but he did violate Yeshua. So Vait is Helem Shua. And the Gemara repeats this once again, slightly different Lashon, Lishn Achrena. L'chori, there's no nafkamini between the first Lashon and the second. It's just slightly different wording. Om le'abai l'Rav Yosef. Soif, soif, korban de kamaisi Allah, de hai pas, mias helem shvuhu. If we are mechayivim to go and bring a korban for this mistake, bottom line is, because it was helem shvuhu. If the kohanim ask, how come you're bringing this korban? It doesn't make a difference. Well, I said, paschita pas oirim is of no consequence. What did you say? I made a shvua. Oh, you made a shvua, and you forgot what exactly the shvua was, or you made a mistake in the shvua. Whatever it is, you made a mistake in your shvua. It's a helam. So therefore, again, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, I don't think that you have accomplished anything by restructuring and saying that there was soirim there and a chitim there. Bottom line, he made a mistake in the shvua. But Rav Yosef Amalach, Rav Yosef now is going to defend his turf. Kiven the chiyodale, the chitin who, as soon as somebody would scream to him and say, hey, you know, you just took out chitim. No, no, it's oirim. I'm telling you it's chitim. No, I think it's oirim. No, it's chitim. Really? It's tak chitim? No, I'm going to stay away. I'm not going to go and eat from it if it's chitim. It's treif. I made a shvua not to eat chitim. If you tell me it's chitim, it's parish me. No. It's helam chayfetzu. That gives it the title of helam chayfetz. And that's what we're referring to when we're saying that you only bring a korban if you made a mistake in the shvua and not make a mistake in the chayfetz. I see clearly that he made a mistake in the chayfetz, because when people scream to him, it's chitim, oh, chitim, he drops it and he runs away. So you see that that's the real helam chayfetz. But we're not finished yet, Rabbi Yisai. Boy, menei rov mirav nachman, helam zeh v'zeh biyodim mahu. What happens if he has a double helam? You may recall we had a similar gemara earlier on, legabe, we have a din, the Gavi did of Mikdash v'Kadoshev, Kuli Alma Moided, if there was a Helam Tumah, he forgot that he was Tumah, he didn't forget that he was Tumah, and then what happens is, afterwards he remembers, he has to go and bring your carbon oil of the earth. And then we said, what about if it was Hela Mikdash? He remembered that he was Tamei, but he didn't realize it was Hela Mikdash. Or he remembered he was Tamei, but he didn't realize that he's eating Kardashim. So that already was a Machloikis. And that's why we have again Shtayim Shein Arba, Legabi Helem Tum. Ah, so the Gemara asked, what happens if there's a double Helem? There's a Helem both of the Tumah and the Mikdash. So here the Gemara asks a similar question. He forgot, Bishas, he ate the, let's say, the Pasa Oirim. He forgot, number one, that he made a Shavua not to go and eat Pasa Oirim. And number two, he didn't realize it was Oirim. He thought it was Chitim or Fakert. So therefore, it was a double Helem. Mal. Omalei. What are you asking about? Hari Helem Shavua B'yodim B'chayit. He made a Helem Shavua. So Timur Ba'adraba. Hari Helem Chayit B'yodim Potter. Based on your drasha, you say a Potter Helem Chayit. Omravashi Chazina. Let's see. The person is about to open his mouth, he's about to make a brucha, and somebody gives a shri and says, don't do it. Why did he say don't do it? He says, Yimach Meshvua Kaparish, he says, Yankel, you made a shvua this morning. Ui, I made a shvua, and he stops midstream, so we see that it was because of the Helem Shvua. Ari Helem Shvua biyadoi, v'chayev. What happens if somebody screams to them, Yankel, that's chitim bread. Ui, chitim bread. Yimach Meshvua Kaparish, Ari Helem Chavitz biyadoi, be part. So on the surface it sounds good, but Homo de Ravino Ravashi, Klum Parish Mishwa, El Mishum Chayfet, Klum Parish Mishayfet, El Mishum Shwa. He's saying, bottom line is, why is he stopping to eat? Not because it's Paschitim, but because he made a Shwa not to eat Paschitim. Or it's not because we scream at him, you made a Shwa. It's because he made a Shwa not to eat Paschitim. So therefore, each one is dependent on the other. Exactly. And he more fears us the same way. El Loishna, it makes no difference whether you scream at him and he stops because you said Shvua, or you scream at him and he stops because you said Chitim, it all remains the same. And what's the din? Says Rashi, O Potter, why is he Potter? So no, many of them are. I'm sorry?
Whether it's because, whether he. Because Helm Chayfetz.
Helm Shvua.
Helm Chayfetz, we say is Potter.
Right. And Helm Shvua, we say is Chayef.
Right. So
and since the Gemara is not poishet the Shaila,
so it's
exactly like every Iboid, like if Shita, I don't want to bring Chulun Bazar because maybe it's Chayef Karm, maybe not Chayef Karm. I don't know. So if Potzi doesn't bring a Karm, we shouldn't have Chulun Bazar. Yes, sir.
In the case where he's warned before he commits the violation of the Shvua,
mm-hmm.
that makes sense.
Right.
We can clarify, is it a Helm, is it Shvua or a Chayefetz?
Right.
But in the case
yes,
where
you.
What are we talking about over here? He's about to eat.
No, but he's about to eat. But mm-hmm. in the case where he eats,
right,
and then afterward his halama is on both, or his halama is he doesn't know what his halama is.
Mm-hmm.
So after
he's really in a dream world.
No, I'm saying he's really as you say spaced out. Right. In the case where his halama is on both,
chavav amid aleph, the final line. Continue on. He has a mind.
Then what's the case? I mean, would he be chayv because he could say, well, maybe it was Helem Chayfetz and he's putter.
Well, the Gemara is asking
it's theoretical. If you were to stop him, mm-hmm. how would he? What would you pose to him to hold him in his tracks?
Exactly.
But when you don't hold him in his tracks and he violates the Shvua,
mm-hmm.
and afterward it was a Helem Chayfetz.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Helm Shua too? I mean, why? How can you
split? That's in fact, that was Reb Loza, Dovado Akasi. You and Reb Loza are on the same page. He says, doesn't make a difference whether it's because of the Shua or because of the Chayvitz. The Masa, he violated with the Helm.
Right.
Whether the Helm was regarding the Shua that I made a Shua, I didn't make Shua. Oh, it's got to be Paschit and Pasoidim. The Masa, it was a mistake in the Shua, so in all circumstances, it should be Chayv. That would be what Reb Loza would have said. Zog Gimurabaita. Okay. Maybe it's a drop easier. Can you explain to me how do you even have the concept of a shvuas bitul she'avar where you would have to go and bring a carbon oil of yoyde? What does he mean? If you were talking about lahaba, lahaba is very, very simple. I make a shvua that I'm going to eat, and then during the day, I forgot, and I fasted the whole day. I didn't have a chance, I was busy, I was running around, blah, blah, blah. So even though I made a shvu, I'm going to eat, I didn't eat. Or if I can't, a person said, I'm going to fast today, you know, I ate too much last night at the chasana, I'm really full, I make a shvu, I'm not going to eat. And then it came lunchtime, or it came in the afternoon, and he was desperate to eat something, and at least he took a candy. Well, maybe candy is cold, eating, not eating. Anyway, won't go into that. But the point is that he forgot. So then I can understand what the shoyig, what the nelam was vis-a-vis the shvua. He forgot he made a shvua, you know, we're all forgetful from time to time. I forgot I made a shvua. Okay. And that makes a lot of sense. But we're talking about shvua is bitul the sha'avar. What means the sha'avar? That either achalti or lo yachalti. What is the shoyig in the achalti or lo yachalti? Zok Timor, idi yoda, if he knew that what he's saying is not true, he's saying to someone, lunchtime, achalti, I already ate this morning breakfast, I already ate. And guess what? It turned out, he taka ate. No, forget. If he didn't eat, and he knew that he had not eaten, and he's now saying a full shvua b'meis that I ate when he knew that he didn't, so it's chameis. Meis, there's no din of vanilla, no din of a shvua spitzi of having to go and bring a karm olaviyart. Elma idaloyada, when he made that shvua achalti, he had taka forgotten that he had not eaten. He thought that he had eaten, so he violated the shvua, but it was unintentional. Isn't that onasu? Isn't that the case that we had onas that we said on the Yomid Aleph? It's got to be odem b'shvua, kratli onas. This person, when he's saying achalti, I already ate this morning, he really bona fide thought that he ate this morning. If he thought that he had not eaten, he wouldn't have done it. He's an erlechid. He's going to go make full shvuas. He's the most honest person on the block, in the shul, in the community. So he would never do that. It's only because honestly, you got to be odem b'shvua. You have to be totally conscious when you're saying it that what you said is correct. No, he's an honest. So how can you ever have a shiga shvua as bitul shavah? Amalei, I'll tell you. But I know that what I'm saying is asr. In other words, I know that what I'm saying now is shvua shechalti, and the truth is loy achalti. I know that what I'm doing is wrong, and therefore it's amazed. But if it's amazed, then how does it have a din of a shagig? I've any idea, but I don't know. I'm not such a big tamar hocham to know that under these circumstances would I be chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyed or not. So how does that cause it to be a shoygik? Kiman l'choyde kimunviz. I don't know if it's munviz a melech or somebody else that had the name munviz. You can check that out on your own. But l'maisa l'choyde we have this munviz. Where do we find this munviz? In Masechta Shabbos in a couple of places that said the Omer Shigas Korban Shma Shigoga. Even though when he's doing the actual act, he knows that he's violating the Torah. He's doing amazed. If he doesn't know that there would be a din of a korban, were he to do it b'shoigeg, that's enough of a shoigeg. So, for instance, the person, it's on Shabbos. He's about to do a harisha. And we tell him, Rabid, you're not allowed to be chodesh b'shabbos. It's one of the lama tzas malachas. I know. I don't care. You know what? But I don't know were I to do it b'shoigeg, whether I have to bring a korban chatas kavua or not. Says Munv is something which is a great chidush. Since he doesn't know that halacha, that's already called a shogeg, and therefore, even though he did the malacha b'mezid, it's called a shogeg, and he can go and bring a korban for that, your chatas kavua, for violating the halacha. So are you telling me that this halacha that you're referring to, the shigas shvuas bitul sha'avar, which is our Rebbe Akiva, not Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shmuel says only Abba. Sorry? Shvuashtayim Shein Arba. So therefore, including the din of the Shvuas Bita Sha'ova, are you talking about only according to Munviz, not according to anybody else? So, no. Afilutim Rabbanan. In this case, it could be the Rabbanan too. Really? The Rabbanan don't subscribe to what Munviz says. Because Ad Kamipi Rabbanan Leite Munviz El Bechalatir Kula, the Lav Chidishu. It's everywhere else, meaning in the parsha of a case of a korban chatzis kavua, where b'meizid the person would be chayv either kareis, or in many cases with edim and asra, he'd be chayv. For instance, Shabbos, he'd be chayv skila, or perhaps another one of the mises bezim, for instance, by aroyas, he have sreif and chemik, etc. Good, fine. Then I say, according to Rabbanan, this is such a chomer dikke iser. The iser is such that you get at least kareis, and perhaps even mises bezim, depending on the iser that you're violating. So just because you don't know that if you did it b'shogid, you'd have to bring a carbon, big deal. It's still called amazed, and therefore you're not going to be mechuyev a carbon, because it's amazed, not a shogid. Aval hacha dechidishu, our case is considered to be much more mechudish in the sense, the b'chol ha'tere kula yashkechan, lav de maisi carbon. Just being oivra lav, If a person violates a shvuah b'mezid, he doesn't get kares, he doesn't get misa b'nei shamayim. He only gets avera of a lav. And what do you normally get a lav? Assuming that it's a lav sheish b'mezid, you go and give him malkis. And if you did a b'shoyig, he has to go and bring a carbon. Where do you ever find that you bring a carbon on just a lav? Do you afina me avoid a zara? The whole basis of bringing karbonis of a chatas, you learn from avodah zarah, because avodah zarah has the lashon of that you do something, you'd have to look up exactly the pasuk, you don't have it here, but I don't think Rashi brings it either. The Arshkoh, they bring the pasuk. Anyway, it's a pasuk in Shlach, that you learn from that. Oh, I think it says, oh, mikol ha-shiyas, mikol that's very heroic. But it's also, shechot mikol. Can I borrow your gemara just for a moment? I'll give it right back. And yet, Shabli Neder. Okay. Without a Shua. Without a Neder. Not a Shua. It's beat. I don't want to forget the Shua. Oh. Toira Achas Yelechem La'oise Bishkoga. Toira Achas is talking Pasuk in Parsha Shlach. After it goes through the Karbonis that you have to bring if you were Oiva Avoid Azara, Bishoyig. Toira Achas Yelechem La'oise Bishkoga. One Toira for all those who do Bishkoga. And the Shkoga is referring to a case like Avodah Zarah, but just like by Avodah Zarah, there would be kares if there's no hasra for Misa. So you're going to get kares. And if you did a Bishogeg, you're going to go and bring Bishkoga such a carbon. So this Torah Achas, Oysa Bishkoga. But all of that Torah Achas, which we're learning from Avodah Zarah, is all talking about where the mazits are heavy duty. We're talking about at the minimum of either kares, because every chatas kod there had to be a kares. And often when you talk about avodah zarah, there'll be a skila if you happen to have eidim et asra. Here in our case, it's just it's a little lav, not to machavek a lav. A lav is very chomri. 39 patch is a very, very heavy duty thing. But nevertheless, it doesn't compare to kares and the other things. It's v'hocha maisi. And here you're saying that you go and bring a carbon as a kapara for something like that. Even the Rabbanan could agree, because the Rabbanan would say, when you're talking about a kares, you're talking about a misa b'dei shemayim, heavy duty stuff. If the only shogig that was involved was he didn't realize that you'd have to bring a carbon, chatas kavua b'shogig, that's not enough to call this a shogig. He did a mice of Avodah Zarah. He did a mice of Chil Shabbos. He did an Issa Erev. This is heavy duty stuff. Yeah, but I didn't know that if I did it, Bishoy, you'd have to break. So you didn't know. Who cares? Yogivist, Nishkivist. He did him amazing. You don't go, according to Rabbanon, that is not enough to classify it as a Shoyik. However, in our case, where maximum that we're talking about is a lav with Malkus, perhaps even the Rabbanan would agree to Munviz that as long as he didn't know the full ramifications of his actions, that he thought that if he does it Bishoygik, he didn't know your carbon, Nish carbon. So the Rabbanan would agree that's enough to call it and classify it as Shoygik, and therefore you would bring a carbon after all. So therefore, if somebody asks you, how can you find the Shoygik by Shavuos Bitoy, it would be in such a case of the Shigigas carbon. Sure, even two seconds.
So therefore, the Rabbanan would hold that what, in such a case?
In our case, in our Gemara, that the person knew that he was violating his Shavuot, but he did not know that
the consequences,
if he did it behelim, if he did it b'shogeg, that he was mechuyev at carbon, that part he didn't know. He knew 80%, he knew the other 20%. Since he didn't know the full ramifications of his actions.
Even though he's still doing it b'mezid.
Even though he's doing it b'mezid. But he didn't know that were he to do it b'shogeg, he'd have to bring a carbon. And I'll add this to Nishkevitz. That's enough to call it a shogeg.
What a break.
He call it shogeg, and therefore he's chayv a carbon.
He's chayv a carbon, oil of yoyed on the shogeg that he did.
On the mezid that he did.
On the mezid that he made.
Because exactly. he had shogeg. Just like Alan Bragg's prosecuting him.
And the Gemara is saying that even the Rabbanu would agree in this case too. New shayla. The person made a shvuah. You see this kikar on the table. I'm not going to eat from it. I make a shvuah. I'm not going to eat this kikar. And then, during that day, unfortunately, he was coming to the point of pikuach nefesh. He was hungry, and that was the only kikar available. Or the doctor said the only way to go and take away the sakon is to eat this kikar. So he had to eat the kikar. And what happened? And he now forgot about the shvuah that he had made in the morning, and he ate from the kikar because of the sakana. Ma, what's the din now? Since he violated a shvuah, and it goes to the hell that he forgot the fact that he made a shvuah, should I say that he's mechuyev a korban oilav yerid or not? Said the Gemara, I don't understand your shayla. Mistaken lishalei mar, if he would go and ask a ruv at that point, can I eat from the kikur or not? The doctors have said it's a sakana. I feel that it's a sakana.
The Pesach Harata, unbelievable. Why?
Yeah, but we don't even need to come on to the Pesach Harata. Even if he didn't say, I made a shvuah.
Right.
He just said, Rabbi Yisai, I have to eat this kikur because the doctor said it's life and death. And of course we would say it's mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So therefore, you cannot say that he's violating his shvuah. There's no violation. It's as if there's no shvuah whatsoever because of the pikuach nefesh shvuah. If you look at the Rashi, lishrilei, third narrow line, lishrilei mar, v'kivin di also lekamon. If you ask the roof, can I go and eat from the kikur? Of course, shirim lechadchala, ask, isn't it? I want you to live. Kikachalei behelim shvuah, le'oval shvuasai. He's not over on the shvuah because his shvuah is like nothing. It's as if it totally evaporates. The chasakon is the fascist. So that cannot be the shay. Ela the shay is mitztair v'achla. Ah, b'shigas shvuah mai. In other words, he could live without it, but he's mitztair. Rashi says a very strong word, mitztair, beruav, that he's mamish, he's starving. But that's the same case as mistaken.
Right.
That's why the test of the Maseres HaShas takes out the word beruav. He says, bedover terchlem, mitztair bedover. He can survive. Rabbi says he can survive until nightfall. He can wait until it's chum. But in the meantime, he has chest pains and stomach pains, and he's like, I'm so hungry. But he could survive. I'm sorry, he could be matzah. We're talking about him, he wasn't matzah. If you're matzah shvuah, then you can go and close up our whole mesechta.
Right,
you just, every time you make a shvuah, I'm matzah. So you don't have a problem. We're talking about he was. Okay. Anyway, Mr. Barov, the inami, says Rashi, loy nelmi mimenu, even if he had not forgotten about the shvuah, he is so hungry, even though he's not a besakana, but he's so much with tzar, hoya oichla, he would have eaten it even b'mezid. But the mice, he didn't eat it b'mezid. He ate it b'shoigig b'helem shvuah. What happens to this person? Do we say, well, helem shvur, you mechuyev to go and bring a karmel of yarit? So Gemara, my amalei tanina. This is an old shaila. We learned in the pasuk, show me the osi, maybe karmel shigosli, show me the osi, maybe karmel al shigosli. It says in the pasuk, oy hoydel of chatosay shechatuba, hoydel oy. Oh, he now knows. Oy yoy yoy, I made this terrible boo boo, and therefore he's going to go and bring his carbon. But it has to be a situation where show me the osi, maybe karmel shigosli. Were he to know at the time that he did a shoygi, for instance, the person is being mechal shabbos chas v'sholom, but he's doing it b'shoygi. If he would know at the time, I want you to know you're being over in Issa Shabbos. Oh, yeah. Stop. I didn't realize it was Shabbos. I didn't realize this is a malacha. I thought it was Friday. I thought it was Sunday. I thought on Shabbos you're not allowed to go and watch television. I didn't know that you're not allowed to go and do Harisha in the garden. So if he's a Shom Diyase, that were he to know, he would stop it, then maybe Karma Shigagase. Then that's called a bona fide shoyi. Like Shom Diyase, if he would not stop it, he would say, I don't care, I'm continuing on. Now, normally, this drosh is talking about a person who is a mazid guy, a koifer guy, who says, I don't care. Yes, I know it's Shabbos, I know it's a malach, I'm doing it anyway. So even though this person is doing b'shoigig, l'shav midiyase, he may be karmel shigigase. But the Gemara is applying it to our case over here. So what's l'shav midiyase? This person, because he's starving, even though it's not a sakana, but he feels tzar, and therefore, even had he not remembered the shvuah, yoshua nishvuah, he's going to go and eat, simply because he's very, very hungry. So he's l'shav midiyase. He would not have stopped had he realized I made a shvuah. He would have eaten anyway, because he says, I really feel famished. I got to eat. Not a sakana, but he's mitzvah. And maybe karmel shigosli, if he does not bring a korban on his shoygi, because it's not really a shoygi, because he would have done it even the mes.
That's a really tricky thing to estimate.
Yeah, I would say 100%.
How can you say, well, he would have eaten it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a really tricky thing. How do you know?
I want to bring it.
At least theoretically, if you would. Shmuel now says something which seems to be very obvious, but we'll see it's not so simple. Omer Shmuel, gomer b'liboy, tzarech yoytze b'svasav, shnem levati b'svasai. Shmuel says, what happens if a person in his heart, he makes a shvuah, I'm not going to eat today. But there was nobody around, so he didn't say it out loud, he just thought about it. I'm not going to eat today. But he didn't say anything. And then guess what? And he ate during the day. Would you say that he violated his silent shvuah's bitoy? Says Shmuel, no. The only time that there's a din of a Shavuos Bitvei, if you say it, just thinking it is gunished. Gom believe boy is not enough. Tzorach sheyoytzi b'svasav shenem levati b'svasai. Okay, I understand. Pray to my Meisvei. We repeat it says in the pasuk b'svasai. Now the brisa that we're going to quote now on the surface is so ser minei uvei. It contradicts itself in terms, as you'll see. B'svasayim says the brisa. V'loiv b'lehev. It's got to be b'svasai. So it sounds just like Shmuel Zalach. It's got to be b'svasayim that you uttered it with your lips and not just in your heart. How do I know if there was a community of believe boy? How do you know that that's also
binding,
a binding, valid, effective shvua? That l'chol shivate comes to include even a gomar believe boy. Frey Timura, hagufa kasha. I don't understand. You started off the bris amris v'sayim v'loy belev. No, it's got to be taki he uttered it, not that he just thought about it. V'hod the amris gomar believe boy minayin. How do you know that that also works and it's a shvua's bita? L'chol shivate. So the price on the surface is a stira minei ovei. So it's not only a kasha on Shmuel. What's the kasha on Shmuel? Because at least part of the price says, the second part says, gomer beliboy minayin. How do I know that that's an effective shvua? Tamal l'chol shivati on b'shvua. But according to Shmuel, that's not an effective shvua. He's got to go and say it b'svasai. So the second part of the price is shvira on Shmuel. But the even a greater problem that the whole price on the surface doesn't make sense. So Omer of Sheshes, holy kashin, that doesn't nishver, the price it makes sense. Holy kama, said the post b'svasai. V'loi shegomre believe boy lahoitzi b'svasav, v'loi hoitzi. What happens, the person at 8 o'clock in the morning, with thinking to himself, in another minute I'm going to go and say it, b'pemolei, I'm going to say it out loud, loi oicha. And guess what, v'loi hoitzi, but the maisa, he didn't go from mikoyech el hapoel, he only thought about it, but he was not moitzi b'svasav. What's that din? Dos is gunished. However, goma believe by stam, that is, that he, goyme believe by that I'm making now a shvua believe by, not with the intention of pronouncing it, ordering the shvua in public, but rather he just kept it to himself. I mean, how do I know that that works, that that's an effective shvua? Tamalayim l'chol shivate. So I've answered now the stira between the Reisha and the Sefer, because when did I say in the Reisha that a Gomer B'li Boy is nothing? That was that he was going with B'li Boy to utter it, and then
to.
Eventually he did not utter it. He right. forgot, or he changed his mind, or whatever. So since that was his initial intention to utter it, and he didn't, says the Bryce, it's got to be
He didn't complete the Shvur. He didn't complete it.
Correct. But if his whole intention from start to finish was only to become a believer, and he was going to believe it, that's enough.
He's
mushba. It was mushba. So therefore, the price on the surface works. And the Shmuel Kasha, because Shmuel says a gomer believer is worthless. Gunish mit gunish, you have to say it. So Omer Rav Sheshes says, so now Rav Sheshes comes up with now a second interpretation of the price. Omer Rav Sheshes, Tritz Vehimachi, Nubshat, Bitzvasai. It's got to be uttered with your lips, and I learned from that. That in his heart he wanted to say paschitin, and that was his intention. And then when he eventually said the shvur a minute later or an hour later, he misspoke. Oh, what happens in that case? It's worthless. On the other hand, gomer beliba lehoitzi paschitin, vahoitzi pastam. What happens? He was going beliboy. I'm going to go and say paschitin, and instead he just said. Pastam. Minayin, how do I know that this is an effective shvua? Because yesh b'chlal masayim mana.
Right.
Within pas includes paschitim. Tamaloyim lechol shivati odam. But bottom line is, you have to say it with your lips, says Rav Sheshes. And that's what the Braisa agrees to Shmuel. Because in the second part, until now we learned goma believe by minayin, how do we know that's enough? No, goma believe is not enough. So what did the Braisa say? Goma believe is enough. Goma believe lahoitzi paschitim vahoitzi pas stam. I might have thought, well, maybe as a result we have a disconnect, a contradiction between what he thought and what he said. No. Since pas stam includes paschitim, it is an effective shvua when he ultimately uttered it, because you can only have a shvua when you say it b'pemoli, not just in your libay. Frank de Barmeisve, moitzu secha tishmor v'yosiso. I only have a situation where he actually moitzis vasecha. Oh, just like Shmuel says. But now continues the Braisa. Go and believe me, how do I know? Go and believe me. Also works. Tam Lane says the pasuk Kol Nediv Lev. Now, what does it say? Kol Nediv Lev. It's referring to the collections and the pledges that people made for the Mishkan in number three. Hitaka number three is correct. Vayivoyu Anoshim Al Hanoshim Kol Nediv Lev. Heviu Chochman Nezem Vitas Bechumos. All those things that they needed for the Melechus of Mishkan, all the Klei Shoris, etc. Ah, Kol Nediv Lev. Oh, so Nediv Lev means Kol Nediv Lev. Oh, so you see that Nadiva slave Gomaliba works. It's a Shver and Shmuel that Shmuel said it only works if you're Mavati Bisfasayim, you have to say it Bepemali. Everything was Shani Hosim Dechsiv, Kol Nadiv Leiv. There is a special din by the Nidvas and Mishkan that the Torah says, Kol Nadiv Leiv. Oh, that's an exception to the rule. Normally, says Shmuel, normally we would all agree Shmuel is right, you have to go and say it Bepemali. In the case of the Mishkan, however, since the Torah says Leiv, that's an exception. We know. Why don't we learn from that exception? In other words, every time the Torah says something, you learn it. From that, this truma doesn't mean truma that you give to the kohen. This truma means the truma samishkan. The truma smalecha samishkan. So then we have that, this kol nediv leiv. And we have also by kodshim the word nediv leiv. Where do we have that, says Rashi? In Divrei Hayomim, an interesting Gemara, where the Gemara is saying, you have Shnei Ksuvim, not based on two Psukim in the Chumash, but one in Chumash and one in Nach. Okay, so what does it say, Shnei Ksuvim or Yachad? So both times it says, Kol Nediv Lev, one by the Trumas HaMishkan, and one by being Menadev Kodshim to the Beis Midrash. So I can't learn from there because I have these two are called the divlei, but that doesn't apply universally to regular shuas. We have that throughout Shas, that there's one man the yama that holds, yes, malamdin, and they were so what are you going to do according to him? Our case is talking about a shuas bita, he's talking about chumim, just regular. Kodshim is kodshim. Chumim kodshim, like I'm reading, you can't bring a rye from kodshim. Thereby kodshim, even the divas lev is sufficiently. Is sufficient. However, when you're talking about chulin, the divas lev is not sufficient. You have to go and actually say it. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagidash.